Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Suzanne Wilson is an Arizona-based intuition educator, author, medium, and paranormal presenter. Suzanne is a scientifically verified research medium for a mainstream university and is known as the Carefree Medium, with a master's degree in public affairs policy, a bachelor's degree in management, and certifications from Stanford University. Suzanne is well recognized as a researcher and educator on a wide range of paranormal topics. And as I mentioned, her latest work is called When Your Partner Doesn't Believe in the Paranormal. Where did you get that title, Suzanne?
Hey, George. First off, thanks for having me back. It's always a pleasure. I have to tell you, because so many people have asked me over the years, I can't celebrate this sign that I got from my loved one with my partner because they just don't believe in it. It's so frustrating. Or couples actually argue about whether there really is an afterlife. So with the help of Victor and Wendy Zammit, I put together a free ebook that people can download just to give them some tips and some help with it, because, you know, disbelief runs rampant still.
Great idea. That's exactly why we created ParanormalDate.com, because a lady had come up to me at an event, and she said, George, I was on a date, and I started talking with the guy about UFOs and ghosts, and he got up and left me. We got to meet people who get us. And I went, bingo, and that's how that started.
That's a brilliant idea, because we really want to celebrate the things that lift us up in this life, but it isn't always on the other party's path to believe the same as you. You know, this Earth school that we're in is full of contrasts that help us to grow. But my goal is to help everybody who wants to realize, invite, and receive their own direct communications, their after-death communications themselves, without having to get a reading.
Tell us, Suzanne, how you got involved in this entire area.
Well, I love research. In 2007, I was doing a weekend PhD program in human resources development. And it's not administrative or administrivia type of things of human resources. I know when I say human resources, people think paperwork. This is about development of human capital. And I was working full-time, first in academe and then in a corporate setting. And so I'm burning the candle at both ends. In 2007, I have a near-death experience. I had anaphylaxis, stepped out of the body, and it very much reconnected me with who I really am as a soul, which was someone who was born with really strong clairvoyant abilities to see spirit all around. So I had this other reality, if you will, in my life that I pretty much put on hold until that NDE. So I stepped away from the whole corporate gig, and I've been immersed in what people now are turning to and accepting as a new reality in their lives, which is we're surrounded by spirit that loves and supports us.
Interesting. Fascinating work. And you do a great job. No matter where I go, conferences that you've been at, people just love what you do, Suzanne.
Thank you. I appreciate your saying that. I counted up, tonight is my 18th time doing something live with you. And if I may say so, I love the fact that you and Tommy hang out after the live events on stage and the conferences, and you shake every hand until there's no more hands to shake. You're really, really good to the fans.
Well, I'm glad COVID has kind of waned away a little bit. I hope it doesn't come back, as some people are predicting.
Oh, well, you know, we're full of contrast here on Earth, as is often said, and we get opportunities to have challenges in our life, and that brings the spirit loved ones and the guides even closer to us. They'll help us get through.
Absolutely. Now, we have a term called after-death communication. Where did that come from, and what does that mean?
Well, Bill and Judy Guggenheim are credited with coining that term, ADC, after-death communication, with their seminal book, Hello from Heaven. And I know that you've had them on the show. And,
yes.
And Bill passed recently, which is very, very sad. I was traveling in Europe and somehow missed the email about that. Got home and wanted to call him up and ask him to come on my YouTube show. It was really sad to hear that he has passed, but they've left a great body of work for us that has not been and probably never will be surpassed, but the research and the surveys continue. Let me define after-death communication. I don't think people really realize what it is. There's two characteristics to an ADC. It is direct, meaning there's no middleman or medium or psychic. And it is spontaneous. It simply occurs. Just to give you a quick example or two, you're thinking of your loved one, and all of a sudden, the song that always reminds you of them or was their favorite song starts to play.
Pops up. Maybe out of nowhere, it pops
up. Out of nowhere. It's not even on your playlist, or you're out somewhere. Even better, you walk into an elevator, and it's their song being played on some funky Muzak, and you're like, wait a second, I've never heard that version before. Or you get a dream visit, and it just happens, and you're not even trying. But the key is, it just happens, and it is directly for you. Now, others can have the experience. Others can feel the presence. Others can smell the perfume of the person that passed, especially if they had a connection with that loved one as well. So it can happen to multiple people, but most often it is yours and yours alone, and it is sacred.
Indeed it is. It's interesting. But how do you know that sign came from the loved one who passed on?
There's a knowing and a sensory experience. The research shows that people will know in their heart, will feel in their gut or feel in their heart. Somewhere in the body, there's a sensation. The hairs may stand up on the back of the neck. People report feeling ice cold. People report feeling warm and hugged. And it's a sensation that's almost transporting and feeling like you just sort of feel maybe like out of body for just a second. And it's so real and so intense. Even if that feeling only lasts a couple of seconds, you know you've experienced something special.
What is the Soul Phone Advisory Board that you served on?
Well, that is a project of Dr. Gary Schwartz at University of Arizona, and I've worked with them quite a bit. I haven't done so lately, but what they've been working on is a communication device that helps people to have a mechanism that the spirit can use to send a message. And right now it's a series of taps, in a very controlled scientific environment. But a lot of the work that I've done with Dr. Schwartz and Rhonda Schwartz and their team has been around double-blind and triple-blind studies to identify the spirit team on the other side of life that is assisting with that project and working on that project. So I've never gotten involved in the technology side. Oh, George, they've got really accomplished engineers working on the actual technical equipment. I've just worked with the dead people.
Does it work? It's like a spirit comm, isn't it?
Absolutely. And it's an intricate piece of equipment, soundproofing and vibration proofing, and all these things go into it. I mean, this is a really intense, dedicated, and controlled project, and it takes time.
Some people are scared of after-death communication. Should they be?
No, I think the feeling of scary, and I use this phrase, scary, bad, evil. Too many TV shows to me are scary, bad, evil, or put a negative slant, like every house has these terrible demons and things like that. So I think it's that we're a product of media in so many respects, and being scared of ADCs, after-death communications, or having an experience can prevent you from having that positive experience that you may need to heal your grief.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Why does it seem like EVPs, electronic voice communication, and those things work with electronics?
Well, the spirit people, their communication, I often say it's like water. It travels the path of least resistance.
Uh-huh.
And what are we on all the time? Our phones, our computers, anything electronic. They are going to figure out a way to use it. And now, George, what's going on is there are people and companies that are using AI to put you in contact with your deceased loved ones.
What do you think the other side is, Suzanne? What is it?
Well, you know, I have a friend that says it's all spiritual hearsay. until we get there. But research does show us, especially from the data from after people have near-death experiences, and they're able to synthesize that experience, and maybe they'll make an oral report, someone records it, the data gets collated. So we do have a pretty good idea, but we have a pretty good idea of what the initial stage is like from that type of data. In other words, you didn't really die if you're back in your body. You went someplace sort of in between. However, the feelings are consistent in terms of unconditional love, usually seeing a bright light, having someone greet you there that is a beloved person or a religious figure. So we have that kind of data to tell us it's a very loving, positive place mainly. We also have mediums and research mediums, those who have been studied and verified, who will bring through souls that are giving good evidence that it's really them,
yeah,
and are of good character to tell us that their reality seems, quote, more real, unquote, than the one that they lived in on Earth. Except we don't have death, sickness. It's like that heavenly country where nothing bad happens. That's why I guess we need to come here so that we do have something rough to experience and have the contrast and grow as souls. But it should be like Earth, but fabulous.
Next Monday, Suzanne, my guest is Raymond Moody and Paul Perry talking about their new work. And that Raymond is the one who really paved the way for all of this, isn't he?
Yes. You know, what a national treasure that we have there. I mean, when you think of, you know, life after death, you think of folks like that. I would say Ray Moody has made so many contributions, and his psychomantium helped to take the fear and the dread out of making contact with the dead. You know, people were, before Ray's work, a lot of people were afraid of using any tools to try to have contact with their own beloveds. So there's just so many aspects of the work that they've done that is thrilling and very promising to healing grief.
Was it Edison who tried to develop the SpiritCom?
Yes. He was, you know, Tesla did his thing too. Edison had a prototype phone for the other side, and according to the research with Dr. Schwartz, Edison is on the soul phone team. He has been coming through various mediums with specific evidence. You know, questions have been asked of Edison to bring through mediums, and he does it. He delivers, as does Tesla. So, you know, George, they're still working on it.
They're still doing their thing, developing stuff on the other side, aren't they?
Yeah, and I don't know. I would love to hear what they think of these artificial intelligence simulations where companies are creating simulations of your deceased loved one, and they're doing it in lots of different ways. It can have some really terrific therapeutic applications if taken very seriously and in concert with a therapist. But I'm a little concerned about people pretending that their loved one is still with them using AI and not moving through their grief and having the experience that they're meant to have. So sometime I hope I hear from Edison or Tesla or one of them with them weighing in on what they think of that. Because, you know, hey, George, we're living in Black Mirror times.
Yeah,
you know that television show?
Yeah, that's right. Isn't listening to a dead person's song, and there's so many out there, almost the same thing?
Listening to their song?
Yeah, like Tony Bennett has passed, Elvis has passed, but we still listen to their music. So it's as if, to us, they're still alive.
Oh, you know, that's lovely. I will tell you something that I've heard from folks on the other side, that when we enjoy their legacy, art they've left behind, a note they've written to us and we're rereading it, or just the example you just gave, enjoying their music, they know. It's like they get some little notification. Let's say a text message to the other side, if you will, you're being appreciated. They know. They want to have a legacy of love and appreciation left behind.
Absolutely. It's truly remarkable. You have a story of AI used to contact a dead person. There was a situation. Can you tell us it quickly?
Well, and this is why I'm a little concerned, because I work with people who I call them my high flyers. They're running companies. I mean, I work with everybody of all walks of life, but I have certain people who are, you know, they have companies in different countries and they just have massive enterprises to run. They need to make quick decisions, so they want to weigh in. They want somebody to read timings on things, and I'll do that. They have money, George, and people with money like to spend money. And I do have a couple of folks right now that had asked me about creating a simulation of their loved one. And one person, he did give permission for me to talk about his story without giving away any details about identity. So, otherwise, we wouldn't have this conversation. But
he paid
quite a bit of money to give every text message from his loved one who has passed. There's access to their social media account, all the pictures that they have of this person. And this other enterprise has built an AI model, and my client used that and will ask questions. So it's not a full-blown conversation, but it's pretty close, where you can ask a question, and the AI will quickly research from all of the information and build an answer.
And send it to you.
Oh, it's weird, but, you know, here's the thing. It's not supposed to create new content, right? It's supposed to reflect who they are. Well, that has its own set of problems. Are you going to use that to move through your grief and then put it away? Or are you going to try to keep them there all the time? Here's the problem. This one created new content and started talking about what they're doing.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's weird.
Yep. It's so what I was asked was, is this real? And, you know, it really puts me on the spot, but I had to go back and look at, you know, what research do we have? And so, listen, the afterlife community is in the same boat as everybody else with unregulated AI. What do you think of that?
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350 plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s. Dance away with hip hop beats and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com. Or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.